We are on Daf Heyom at Beis. We're going to learn a very difficult Taisvis, Beis HaHashem. Just to refresh our memory, let us just quickly go over a small Nekuda that Rashi says, and then the whole Taisvis is more or less based on this Nekuda. Rashi was the one that said that Eish, one cannot learn out Shein from Eish. Mala Eish shekein mu'edes lechel bein sheroilo bein shein eroilo. Eish consumes everything, is mazik everything. Going eitzim kalim va'abonim. That means you're chayiv if you have an eish that consumes kalim va'abonim. Taima be'shein she'inim va'edes el ledobo ha'roilo. Shein has a klishus that it's only chayiv on a dobo ha'roilo. We had explained yesterday that Emerson Rashi is going on a Mishnah Daf Yotes Amud Beis. Ketzad Shein Ma'edes, Shein Ma'edes Lechel Es Haroilo. Ochlo Ksus VeKelim Mishalem Es Chatzi Nezik. So we had mentioned yesterday that there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rosh, and we'll see this is also Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. How do we understand Ochloksus v'keilim mishalem es chatzi nezik? Why do you pay chatzi nezik? What is this mazik of ksus v'keilim? The Rosh learned pshat that this is keren. That means, and why is this behemah eating the ksus v'keilim? Not to satisfy its hunger, because it's angry, it's fuming. So that's why it wants to vent its anger, so it's eating ksus v'keilim. So it's keren, it's kavanosi lahazik, it's neshiche. The Amshah Shloim is mavai Rashi did not learn like that. Rashi learned ochlo, says ate it. It seems it's not kavanosi lahazik, doesn't say noshcho, says ochlo. Ochlo ksus v'keilim, so lemai says, so he says it's shame. But it is a shame that is not expected. Normally, I would expect a behemoth would eat food, peiris, yirokis, not ksus v'keilim. It's a mishunadika shein. It's a shein that is not expected to occur. And Rashi Shita is, so therefore, mitzad the mazik of shein yirapota. Because shein is only chayiv, Hashem edes lechol saroilo, only something which one could expect that it would be mazik, that it would eat. Adover shein yirah, there's no chiyav al shein. So then it's adover mishune, it's an achila that's mishune, and you're chayav al keren. You're not chayav al shein. Eish is chayav, even though this is also unexpected, that an eish should be mazik, kelim, habonim. It's very rare. It's not rogel that this should occur. So we have here the same excuse and the same teret. He didn't think that this would ever occur. This normally would not occur that an eish should be mazik these articles, but eish is chayiv. Eish is chayiv an adovo sheni roilo, and shein is potr an adovo sheni roilo. So therefore, Rashi said you cannot learn out shein from eish. Eish is more chomer than shein in this nekud. And therefore, Rashi says the only way we can learn out shein from eish is together with boir. Boir is also potter on dovo sheni roilo. And what is a dovo sheni roilo by boir? Odo. We'll explain the Shita Mekabetza says, that Mises Odom is a Niroi. It's not to be expected that a Boer Yud should kill a person, wie nicht wie a person is a bardas, and he's a little careful to make such a mistake that he should fall in such a way he should kill himself. This is eine roilo, and that is why it is also unexpected, and beiris potter. So memela, so that's what Rashi says, we learn out shame from Eisha Boyer. Well, eska pircha mala Eisha came chayiv aldova sheni roilo, it's chayiv an unexpected hezekis, is Boyer chiyach. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us go to Tosfos. Kishodis boir binayu osya kulu. If you'll have boir, so you'll be able to learn out everything. Masha pirish akuntrit, the shein osya mi boir veish. Shein you can only learn out from these two. The chipilches malayish kein moedes lecho. Bein roilo, bein she'ene roilo, teime b'shein she'ene me'edes lechel ela b'roilo. So therefore you have to come to Pearl. V'koshe, so Tosfos starts asking kashas and Rashi. V'loi ashkechen she'ene roi b'shein. There's no such p'tool of ene roi b'shein. Dim ochlo dovo sheini rolo lehava tilde de shemel tilde de karen kimen de nanola zeiko. So lechere Tosfos learned like the Rosh. Tosfos learned like the Rosh. Ochlo ksus vekelem. That's not the mazik of shame. It's not eating lahanosa. It's fuming. It's angry. That's why it eats up the ksus vekelem. So the snapshot is you have a ptur of shame by any roi. That case is not shame. That case is karen. That's kasha number one. V'mashkachas, then Tosfos asks another kasha. Fine. So that's my opinion. The Yamsha Shloime asks on the Rosh, who is the Novi that will tell me they'll be able to figure out the kavona of the show, why she's eating the ksus v'kelim for anger, for anoch, man, avakaponim. The Rosh said, I assume she's eating it because she's angry. And Skaron is Kavanos alas. Good, Tosfos also holds like that. Then Tosfos asks a second kasha, v'imashkachas b'shuminyin. A fellow you'll say, there's a shein shein eloi. Okay, ksus v'kelm, I hold personally, that's neshicha, that's Skaron. But if you'll tell me there's a shein shein eloi, is nelef meyesh? The mischayev af be'ein roi. So let's take a learn out from Eish. We're talking about if it wouldn't say shame. If it wouldn't say shame, and I want to learn out the mazik of shame from Eish. So how could you ask a pircha mal of shame that's potter an eini roi? Learn out from Eish. It's like Eish is chayev. An unexpected ezek is a shame is also chayev. Mech it teisi. Should we assume that shame is different? If I would learn out from Eish, the taka would be completely similar to Eish. So these are the two kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi. And therefore Tosfos is chelek on Rashi. V'nire, v'shein nami yosi b'palge didina oy meyesh l'chudei. Tosfos says that I hold that you can learn out shein directly from Boyer. You'll have a pirche mala boyer shekain chilas asiyosu and ezek eishechir, period. There's no mokashis, there's no chayma of eish over shein. Oy me eish l'chudi, can learn out directly from eish. There's no chayma that eish has over shein. This whole shtik teire that Rashi said that shein is killed from eish, because shein is potter on any royal law, Tosfos vehemently disagrees with Rashi. There's no such thing. Umiyu. Then Tosfos says, Yesh loyme leperish akuntus. I'll try to understand Rashi. V'shapir parchinen pirche deloy shayche b'shein. That means, och leksus v'kelem is not shein. You're 100% right. It's not shame. Because shame will not eat something that's not edible. So therefore it's keren. So what's the kula of shame? The chai gavne porich ba'achoybu gabi evet ve'ishe. And the Gemara in Achoybu says that there's a posik that an ishe is posolaitis. So the Gemara says, let's learn out evet from ishe. So the Gemara says, no, could be ishe is posolaitis because ain't a b'mila. Ma'ala ishe shekain ain't a b'mila. Taima b'evet that is b'mila. So kan shayil aben, ishe ain't a b'mila. By ishe it's not shayich mila. So what kind of a pircha is this? Al kaponim we see from the Gemara, that's also a pircha. That means the kedusha that one acquires through mila is not applicable by an isha. By an eved it is applicable. It doesn't matter what the reason is, because it's not shayich mila, aba vinisht vi, an eved, in this nekude is greater than anisha. Anisha doesn't have kedushas mila, and it never does have kedushas mila. So memela, so it could be, in order to be a kosher aid, this factor is necessary. You have to have kedushas mila. So segeit megonisht on what the reason is why she doesn't have kedushas mila, but she doesn't have it. So this is a pilcha. So memela, so taisvis means to say, so I'll say that the mazik of shame is only capable of being mazik certain articles, edible foods. The mazik of shame is mukbal. The mazik of eish is no article that is protected from the mazik of eish. Every article is olo to become genizik from Eish. So that kufa is the pilche. This is the pilche of Eish over Shein. It doesn't matter when it's exus v'kelem, so it's not Shein. Good, it's not Shein, it's kerem. Aba vinisht vi, the mazik of Shein is not applicable by all dvorim. It's only applicable by edible foods. The mazik of Eish is applicable by all dvorim. Everything and anything is olol to be damaged through eish. So this kuf is a pilche. This is a shvacher mazik that the spectrum of what it could be mazik is limited to only edible foods. So it could be there is such a pilche. Fine. So Taisvis says maybe in this way we can understand Rashi. Ach, mashe pirish ber yechiyach. But now Rashi said, fine. So we'll be moide to Rashi that it is you can't learn out shein from eish because eish has this chayma that it's chayiv al adovo shein eroilo, it's chayiv on all articles and shein is only chayiv on edible articles. Rashi, so you can't learn out from Eish. You say, "Bur yachiyach, she'enoi mu'ed ledovo, she'enoi roi lo kegoin odo." And a bur is also potter aneini roi lo kegoin odo. Kosher. So Taisis asks, so Rashi said that the p'tur of Odom is because it's not roi lo, that means it's not expected that such a hezek should occur, that a person should get killed in a bur. So Taisvis says, so therefore, an unexpected hezek, Pyrus Potter. So in that Nikuda, Eish is similar to bur. Like Taisvis, Chode de Loi Potter, Odom Elo, Mimisa, Veloi Minizoki. So Taisvis says, if you're telling me that the hezek of an odom is an unexpected hezek. It is a hezek that one would not foresee because an odom is normally careful how he walks. So Taisi says that's not true, because a bear is chayiv on niskei odom. So Emerson, when we learned Rashi, we mentioned that the Shittim Bekebetzes explains Rashi, that Rashi held is the difference between Mises Odom and Niskei Odom. For a person to die in a Ber Yud, that's an unexpected hezek, because Vinishtvi, a person, has some carefulness in himself, that he's careful enough that he shouldn't get killed in a Ber Yud. Nezikin could be, that could be, he's not so careful. So Nezikin is Roila, and Misa is not Roila. That's what the Shita says, but Taisa didn't want to differentiate. So Taisa says, how could you say that Odom is any Roila boy? Odom is Roila boy. Va'oid, Oto Mishum de Pota Odom. Since Odom is Pata Choshuv Einei Roi, so you're jumping to conclusion that since an Odom is Pata, why is it Pata? Oh, because it's an unexpected hezek. V'loi be'esh nami Pata Tomon. Esh is Pata Tomon. What is the Ptur Tomon? Let's say you have a goddess of Tvuah. And the owner of the Godish put in his wallet inside the Godish, inside the pile of Tvuah. The wallet was completely covered by the Godish. Then a person had an Eish, and the Eish burnt down the Godish. So he has to pay for the complete Godish, that's Eish, Shaya Godish. But the wallet is potter to pay, because the wallet is Tomo. The wallet is Tomo. So there's a Ptur Tomo. So will you say that that Ptur is because Einei Roi? That means you're saying a time of the Krah. By Odom, you're saying that, you know why Odom is Potter? Because it's not an expected Hezek. So if you're saying this time of the Krah, say the same time of the Krah by Tomul. So Eish is also Potter and unexpected as Eich is. If there was a wallet, he's potter, because it's unexpected. Emerson, I'd like to elaborate one nekuda on what Taisus is saying over here. And Emerson, the Yamsha Shloime says, that Taka is the Ptur of Tomon. The Ptur of Tomon is because I was completely unaware that there's a wallet of, there is $1,000 that's Tomon in the Godish. That's why I'm Taka Potter. I'm Taka, that's the reason of the Ptur. So then Toysvis is asking Akashi, so Eish is similar to Shane. Shane is Potter and unexpected Hezek is. Eish is also Potter and unexpected Hezek is. So it could be that Rashi held is a moiradic difference between Eish and Shane. By Shane, the Ptur is, not that I was unaware that the Dover Hanizik is here. By Shane, the Ptur is, I knew that there's shoes in Ksus V'Kalim over there. I was unaware that my Shane is Olo to be Mazik such thing. So there, the ignorance was in the koyach hezek of the mazik. I have a mazik, but I never realized how great he's a mazik. I was under the impression my share only eats food. He doesn't eat other commodities. So memele, therefore I'm potter, because a person could expect that his share is not only eats food, he doesn't eat other commodities. Masha ain kain by Eish Yechayim. That's Rabbi Eish. That means normally an Eish will not be Mazik Kalim, Aklicheres, or Avonim. Afal Pikain, if the Eish was Mazik Yechayim. That's the Chayma of Eish over Shein. By Tomun, there the ignorance is not that I was unaware that my Eish is capable of burning a wallet. I knew very well my ash is capable of burning a wallet. I was unaware there was a wallet there. That's a different type of a ptul. That means the pircha we are asking is by shein. It says if I was unaware of the hezekis my mazik could make, I'm potter on such a mazik. I didn't know I have such a mazik. By Aish, even though you were unaware of the hezekis your Aish could make, I was unaware it could singe your karka, it could be mazik avonim, there you are chay. Tomon, I was unaware that the Vanizik was there, but there the unawareness is not in the koyach hamazik. There the unawareness is that there's a Dova Hanizik here. That's another Pturin gun. Period. Yeah. But oi, now Toysus asks Akasha. The Lekamon, and this is very schwer, we have to figure out what Toysus answers on the Kasha. Let's first figure out the Kasha. The Lekamon, Gabi Chaymer, B'Sheir Mibavoyim. The Gemara says later, Chaymer, B'Sheir Mibavoyim. And the Gemara that I share is Mohammed's Avoir. And then the Gemara says, Chaymer be'esh mi be'boyer. So Memele, so the Gemara says, what is the Chaymer of Eish over be'er? Now, according to the Gemara Muchetzich, what is the Chaymer of Eish over be'er? So the Gemara says, because Eish is Chayiv and Kalim. And Be'er is Potter and Kalim. And Be'er is Potter and Kalim. Then the Gemara is a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv al Niskei Kalim be'Be'er. So what is Einei Roi be'Be'er? That Eish is Chayiv an Adovo Sheinei Roi and Kalim. Be'er is also Chayiv and Kalim. Now, the Gemara has a problem over there. What is the chayma of Eish over Be'er? And the Gemara understood the chayma of Eish over Be'er is that Eish is chayiv if it was mazik kalim, even though it's not the derech to be mazik kalim akliheret. It's not such a shchiach dike hezik, but Eish is chayim. And Be'er is potter and kalim. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Be'er is chayim and kalim. So what is the chaymer of Eish over Be'er legabe einei roi? Frek Toisves, according to Rashi, v'mashkaches le'odom. Rashi said, that is the chaymer of Eish over Be'er. Rashi said this, that Eish has this chayma. It's chayiv an adovo shein eroi, which is Caleb. And Be'er has a kula that it's potter an odo, because it's ein eroi. So Memele, so according to Rashi, so what's the problem of the Gemara and the Afyuta Medale? Why does the Gemara have problems according to Rabbi Yehuda? Elo nire. So therefore, I want to say a different pshat. The Adam nami choshev roi leboy. Adam is called choshev for boy. The roi lomos bahavla. Adam is roi lomos bahavla. Avul kelim choshev lei lekamon ein roi. Kelim are not loy to be genizik with hevel. The loy maskilo hu havla. Hevel is not mazik kalim. Ba'af al pi the kalim chadati mafki bahavla. Even though kalim chadati, new kalim, do get genizik through hevel, Kidiyomar besoiv pere kapore lekamon. Mikol mokein yesh kelim she'ein miskalkalim bahavlo. But there are kelim which do not become, it's not rogel to be miskalkul b'havit. I'd like to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos is explaining a gemara daf yudam adalas. Tosfos is explaining a gemara. The gemara says that according to the chachomim, I understand the chayma of eish over bayil. That eish is chayiv on kalim, even though it's not logal to be mazik kalim. Most of the time you put a kli cheres into an eish, nothing will happen with it. But if something does happen, you're chayiv. So there, your eish is chayiv, afilu an adobo she'ein e'rogu. A she'ein kein boyer, boyer is potter an adobo she'ein e'rogu, which means the hevel is not rogu to be mazikei. Boyer is potter. Frek the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Boyer is Chayev an Kalim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Boyer is Chayev an Kalim. So, where do we see that Eish is more Chomor than Boyer? Boyer is also Chayev an Kalim. That's the Gemara's problem over there. Fractoisvis, kalim chadati, are logal to become genizik to heaven. So lechayre, so what's the problem? So what's the problem? Let us say where do we see that Beres Potter an Einei Roi of kalim? Kalim chadati are rogel to become genizik to hevel. So al kochach, the ptur of kalim is not alts einei rogel. Kalim chadati mafki ba'avle. Sektasis mikol mokim yesh kalim she'ein miskalkalin ba'avle. But there are other kalim which are not miskalkal ba'avle. And these kalim are also mechuyev according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'd like to mention there's a Darkei David that says Amir dekecheshben, and this will appreciate what Tosfos is saying. There is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is boir chayiv an kalim. The Chachamim have a miyut. Nofel Shoma Chamoyer Shoyer V'loy Odom Chamoyer V'loy Kalim. So they darshan from the word Chamoyer to be Mamayit Kalim. Rab Yehuda has a ribui to be Marbe Kalim. So therefore Rab Yehuda holds that Kalim Chayim. So the Darkei David asks, what is the Svara Chitzayne? If the Svara Chitzayne is that Kalim are potter, so why do the Chachamim need a miut on Kalim? If the Svara Chitzayne is that Kalim are chayiv, so why does Rabbi Yehuda need a ribui that Kalim, that Boyer is chayiv on Kalim? As they affect the Darkei David. Zog the Darkei David amir de kezach. I'll tell you what the Svara Chitzayne is. The Svara Chitzayne is Kalim Chadati, which are rogel to become genizik to hevel. There the Svara Chitzayne is that Boyer should be chayiv. The Chachomim evamiyot chamoyer v'loy kalim. Chamoyer is coming to be memayit afilu Kalim Chadati. Kalim Atiki. Misvoret potter, because it ain't a roi. So kalim atiki misvora potter. Kalim chadati, I have a meat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I have a ribui. So what do you need a ribui for? For Kalem Chadati, I don't need a ribui. So I only need, so the ribui is coming for Kalem Atiki, which is Einayoi. But Afal Pikain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a bear is Mazik Behevel Kalem Atiki, the bear is Chayiv. And that is the problem that the Gemara has later. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the chayma of Eish over Baal? That Eish is chayim, and a dovo sheine roi, and something that's not olu, to begin nizik from Eish. Baal also has this same chayma. Baal is chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Kelem Atiki. Even though, it's not rogo to be niskalkal al yidei hevel. This is l'chay repshat mitais. Ve'im taima. Now Taisvis asks Akash. Ve'heichi osi eish mi boir v'chad me'inoch. Now Taisvis asks a different kash. So Taisvis holds this is now a new Indian. But Tosis asks now, the Gemara said, according to Rove, that you can learn out all the Ovis from Eish, from Boer and Chad Meinach. That means you can learn out Eish from Boer and Chad Meinach. Like Tosis, Vehechi Osi Eish mi Boer and Chad Meinach. Ma lahanoch shekein ein koyach achem meure ben. Taima beish te koyach achem meure boi. Tahavi kule in the porich besomuch. Kabai avnoi besakinoi emasoi. Ma lebeur shekein ein koyach achem meure boi. Now, in order to understand Taisvis Kasha, we have to see for a few minutes the Gemara and the Vov Amud Aleph. The Gemara and the Vov Amud Aleph says as follows. We have a Tava Shove Shabam. We learn out from the Ovis, we learn out from the Ovis, from the Talad Ovis, to be Mechayev Tildis. To be mechayev nu mazikim, to be mechayev a tzada shov of nu mazikim. So the Gemara says la asuyei mai, the beginning of the Avovah Medalev, la asuyei mai. Omar Abayim, so Abayim said la asuyei avnoi sakinoi umasoi, shein nichon b'roish gadoi. A person had an event. He put it b'roish gagoi, v'nochflo b'ruach metzuye, v'hizikoi. He put an even b'roish gagoi. A ruach metzuye came. And it was mazik. Frekte gemore eichidomi. How was this even mazik? I bahadi deko ozli ko mazki. If it was mazik while it was flying. That means, we had a even that was put on a Rosh Hagag, that a Ruach Metzuya can easily blow it off. And it blew it off, and while it was flying, it was mazik. So the Gemara says, you don't need to learn out a Tzad HaShoveh from all the others. Hainu Eish, this is mamish, the mazik of Eish. Maishno eish te koyech achem ureboi, umomoinchosh milroson olecho. Just like by eish, a person made an eish, ne koyech acher leads the eish, and it makes it being mazik in your chayit. Haninami koyech achem ureboi, umomoinchosh milroson olecho. So memele, you also should be chayiv. Why do you need, this is mamish, a tilde of eish. You don't need a mahatzad for this. You don't need to learn out from the talad of it. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela boso de naichi. It is speaking about that after the stone, it wasn't mazik while it was flying, it was mazik after it fell down. It was mazik after it fell down. Frek de Gemara I dafkerinu. If he was mafker the stone, bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, haynu boir. So this is boir. Maishno boir shekein tchilas asiyoson l'nezek, u'moincho shmirosno lecho, haninami tchilas asiyoson l'nezek, u'moincho shmirosno lecho. So the Gemara says, weiter, you do not need a ma'atzat. This is mamish, ha'teud av boir. It's tchilas asiyosel lenezek, kamein chashmiros nalech. Now, let's skip over a little bit. The Gemara says, lo'ilom da'afkerinu. It is speaking about that he was mafkerin. V'lo'idomu le'boir. Ma le'boir shekein ein koyach acha ma'ureboi. Ta'ima bahani shekoyach acha ma'ureboi. So the Gemara asks, Abirche, what are you telling me? It's a boyer. A boyer is enkoyach achamura boy. Taima bahani shekoyach achamura behem. So the Gemara says, Eish teichiach. Eish teichiach. Now, I would like to explain how Tosfos understood now the Gemara's kash. The Gemara said that let us give two akdomis, and then we'll try to understand Tosfos. There's a kula of koyach acha meuraboy. There's a kula of koyach acha meuraboy. So the Shita Mekubet says, the beginning of Baba Kame, Daf Beisam at Beis, Bedaf Yashit, Ramasa, Korei Ha'esh. The Shita Mekubetzes explains as follows. What is the klishus of Koyach Acha Me'uraboy? So the Shita Mekubetzes says, the kivin she'ein boy ruachayim. A eish does not have a ruach hayim. Ein boy koyach lahazik, ela im kein dover acher meurev boy, hainu ha ruach hameilichoy. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. So there's a meiradik in the hair over here, and with this we'll understand what's bothering Tosfos. Eish says, eish has it in itself a weakness that no other mazik has. That means all mazikim are bekoyach to be mazik pasher usham. They are not dependent on zaitikizachen to be capable of being mazik. A person is madlik aner besoich besoi. This is not a mazik. This is a very innocent flame. In order for it to be a mazik, you need a koyach acha to come and make from this flame a mazik. All other mazikim, they have a ruach hayim. That means like this. You don't need other forces in order to make it a mazik. A behemoth, it wants to eat, it can eat, it's not dependent on other things. It wants to walk, it can walk. It wants to be mazik bekeren, it can be mazik bekeren. A boyer is a takolat tchilas asiyosul nezik. It's a fartik a mazik right away. Eish has in itself this klishus, this weakness that's koyach, you need a koyach achet to make it a mazik. Ein boy koyach lahazik. Elim kein dover achet meuraboy. So Memele, this is a klishus that Eish has that no other mazik has. Memele, Tosfos is asking a more of the kikasha. So what is pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says that if you'll say boir, if you'll say boir and any other mazik, boir and regal, you can learn that eish. How can you learn that eish? Eish has a weakness that none of the mazikim have. Eish is not bekoyach to be mazik unless another factor will come in and make it capable of being mazik. You need a ruach metzuyah to make it a mazik. All the mazikim, shein, regel, keren, boyer, are capable of being mazik without adding another factor, without bringing in another factor. So vektoisvus amuridike kashya, so how could you learn out eish from boyer v'chad ma'an? Vektoisvus kashya. And then Tosfos says, I'll prove it to you, that Eish is shvacher afilu than boir, because of this chesorah. We just mentioned before the Gemara, a person put a stone on top of a roof, and the Gemara says, a ruach metzuyah came, and it blew down the stone, and the stone now became a boyer in the middle of Rishus Arab. So the Gemara says, Mal a boyer shekein en koyach achem u'reboy. Taim a ba'avne v'sakinei shekoyach achem u'reboy. So I'd like to explain how Tosfos now had learned pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos had learned pshat in the Gemara as follows. When the Gemara said Yochayev by Avnoi Visakinoi, Yochayev by Avnoi Visakinoi, als that if it fell Baruch Metzuya Yochayev als Boyer. Now I'd like to. There's a big machlokes. When is the Kriyas HaBoyer? If he's chayev by Avnoi v'sekinoi she'nichoi b'roish kagoi, when is he considered a koirei boyer? Is he called a koirei boyer when he puts it on top of the roof? That's called a kriyas haboyer, because on top of the roof already it's olol to fall down and become a boyer b'shus harab. Or the Kriyas HaBoyer first occurs after it fell down. So the Emerson Rashi and the Vova Medalev learns that the Kriyas HaBoyer was when he put it on top of the roof. Because Rashi, B'dibur HaMaschol Hainu Boyer says, Dohonami Tchilis Asiyoson Lenezek, so Rashi calls this Evan Tchilas Asiyose LeNezek, because when I put the Evan on top of the Gag, I realized already that it's going to end up in the Rishus HaRabin, and because Ruach Metzuyah is going to come. So therefore, from Rashi we see, the Rishash and the Maramshev ask on Rashi, but Al Kaponim, we see that Rashi held that the Kriyas HaBoyer exists, starts when he puts it on the roof. He's called a Koyre Boyer, and the Gemara says, Haine Boyer. So the Gemara asks, no, Mala Boyer. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry. This is worse than a poshet boyer. A poshet boyer, you make the boyer. So it's a fatik and mazik already. Here you're making a boyer, which can only be mazik when the ruach will come. So that's shvacher than every boyer. If that is shvacher than every boyer, so how could you learn out this kriyas haboyer beroish agag which as yet is not capable of being mazik, it's dependent on the ruach mitzuya. So this is worse than everybody. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Every Eish is also worse than every Boyer. Because of this Chasorin, an Eish is not capable of being Mazik yet. You need a Ruach Metsuye to make it capable of being Mazik. So, Fractoises Amoyer de Kekashis, how could you learn out Eish from Boyer Vachad Mahanoch? Boyer v'chad mahanach, all of these mazik and all of these oveis are capable immediately to be mazik without additional koiches, without additional forces. And Eish has this chesorin that without an adding a koyach acher, it is not capable at all of being mazik. That is Taisvis Kasha. So now let us see in the Vainik again in Taishvis. Let us see. Ve'im Taima. Ve'echi osi eish mi boil. How can you learn out eish mi boil b'chad meinoch? Malahanoch boil. And all other things. Shekein en koich achem urebem. That means you do not need a koich acha to make it for a mazik. Taima be'esh, the koyach achem uraboy. Abayin esh, it's koyach achem uraboy. The havi kula, this is a kula. Midaporach besomuch, the Gemara asked this kasha besomuch. Gabay avnei besakinei umasoi. That he was a koyre boyer b'roishagag. So the Gemara says, this is not a kriyas boyer. Every boyer is a fartike mazik as soon as you make it. This boyer is not a fartike mazik. You put it on the gag, nothing is going to happen till a ruach comes. Then it will be nigmar, the shame takola shaboy. But the shame takola that I was koira a boyer, which cannot be mazik till a ruach metzuyah comes. Is ma'ala boyer shekein en koyach achem ure boy. And here it's koyach achem ure boy. So Taisa says, amur de kikash. So we have here a double problem. One problem we have how could you learn out eish from boyer mechad mahanoch? And then if we'll solve this problem, but then we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara does say that this is a problem. So first, and this Taisa says a few mouth. V'yesh loyma. The boyer shenase b'loy koyach acha. A boyer that is made b'loy koyach acha. Chomo me avnei v'sakinoi shiloy heziku b'loy choson. Ela leboso de naichi, leinasu boir ela yedei koyachacha. So Taisa says that the Gemara over there is back in the way we understood. That means we are comparing two boires. We have one boir that was made by Shus HaRabit, and as soon as this was made, it's capable of being mazik. You don't have to add any other sibis to make it roi to be mazik. The minute you made it, it's roi to be mazik. Ein koyach achem uruba. Masha ein kein. When you koyre a boir b'roi shagak, this boir cannot be mazik till a ruach achel will come and transport it and bring it down to the Rishus HaRabim. So the boyer that you were koyre b'roi shagag is much schwacher than the boyer you were koyre in the middle of the shusara. So that is why the Gemara had akasha to ask. The Gemara asked, ma le avnei sakino masoi shekein koyach achem uraboy. Toima b'boyer shekein en koyach achem uraboy. That is pshat the Gemara. Avol eish shahoylech umazik balichosi ede koyach acher. But if we're speaking about the mazik of eish, the mazik of Eish. Taisa said, "Ask the kasha. How can they learn that Eish from Boer? A Boer is a faltike mazik. It can be mazik right away. An Eish, ayes the kasha, is not capable of being mazik right away. It needs capable of being mazik. It's mazik right away. Mashenkein an Eish needs." A koyach acher in order to make it for a mazik. Then you're 100% right. That in this prat, boir is more chomer than eish. But let us look at the whole mazik of eish in its entirety. The mazik of eish is hoylech mazik. The mazik of eish, the radius, the area that an eish could be mazik, is the ligvul. An eish could go and destroy Keseda. With a ruach metsuya, an eish could go and be mazik a tremendous amount of chafetze. Masha enkein a boyer is very mugbul. It can only be mazik bimkaima if a person passes by, doesn't notice it and falls into it, it'll be mazik. So taking everything into consideration. Taking into consideration, that's true, a boyer is capable of being mazik right away. An eish is not capable of being mazik right away. But let's take everything into consideration. But when koyach acher comes, the eish is a tremendous mazik that could make chul b'noilam. Masha enkein a boyer, even though it's capable of being mazik right away, but the koyach ha'ezik shaboy is very small, it's mugbo. So therefore, Tosfos says, I can never say that boyer is more chomel. I can never say that boyer is more chomel than eish. Because looking at eish in its entirety, taking into consideration that it is hoylech umazik, so therefore eish is a much greater mazik than boyer. So memela an agemore, there's no problem. An agemore, there's no problem whatsoever that the gemore said you can learn out eish from boyer v'chad mahanach because eish is more chomer than boyer. So even though it needs a koyach acher to be mazik, so memela I could learn out eish from boyer v'chad mahanach. That what we had found, the Gemara said that boyer was more chomer than avnei v'sakinoi. That's 100% true, because there we're speaking about by avnei v'sakinoi I was a koyach boyer b'roish shagak. There we're speaking about I made a boyer b'roish shagak. And this boyer b'roish shagak is schwacher than a normal boyer. Because this boyer b'roish shagak needs a koyach acher in order that it should be capable of being mazik. That's what Taisha says. Let us see again the teretz. V'yeshloima. The boyer shenase b'loy koyach acher. That what the Gemara says later. That a boyer shenase b'loy koyach acher chomo mei avnei v'sekin ishlo yiziko balichos l'abosa denayich. B'loy nasu boyer ela yidei koyach acher. That's true. If we're comparing these two boyers, one boyer is already capable of being mazik right away. The other boyer needs a koyach acher to make it capable of being mazik. So then the first boyer is more chomer than the second boyer. But argemore avol eish shehoylech umazik balichosoi ayidei koyach acher. An eish that is hoylech umazik ayidei koyach acher, which is a hoylech umazik. That means the area in which it could create damage is much, much greater than the area that a boyer creates damage. So that is chomo mi boyer she'ene hoylech umazik. Elavim Kaimai.